Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings, Episode 7. Today we're going to take a look at political purity tests in the context of a couple of purity tests I heard last year during the Democratic primaries. And the whole point of this is for me to go on a rant here as to why they're just kind of silly to me. You know, why they don't really, they're sort of inconsequential. And so I'll look at two purity tests, well, three, we'll say. Three purity tests that came in the form of this is stuff I heard personally, working with the Joe Biden campaign last year and working with the Pete Buttigieg campaign as well. Things that I heard from Bernie Sanders supporters. So I'm going to take these purity tests and flip them on Bernie Sanders and see how well he fares. And so the point of this is to illustrate that even the most progressive candidates still can't pass their own purity test. And so that's why as a concept, they're just not really worth it. So anyway, going into it, one of the big ones was that Joe Biden was sort of cast as this, there were other players in the field, I suppose, that embodied this more, you know, the rich millionaire, you know, sort of out of touch politician, you know, rich, wealthy. And that's kind of Bernie's main line, right? You know, he's very much against the wealth gap in the country and the 1% of wealth owners in the United States. And it is a legitimate issue. And, you know, so he runs on that. And, you know, he stokes the flames of that anger at that and the resentment from that wealth inequality. And the funny thing is that Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. So just doing a quick little search, you hear numbers anywhere from like net worth for Bernie Sanders of like $2.5 million to as high as like $5 million. We don't really know exactly. But the man's a millionaire. And again, coming from a guy who said, who wrote out and tweeted, said, you know, millionaires should not exist, or billionaires should not exist. It seems a little hypocritical to me if him and his team are going to go after, you know, people like Tom Steyer, Joe Biden, and Bloomberg in particular for being billionaires and really wealthy, if he himself is really wealthy. So like I said, he can't even pass his own purity test in terms of wealth. And so that was one of them. Second, we're going to look at something that was thrown at Biden in particular, was that, oh, well, he's just an old, out-of-touch man, you know? And it's like, I believe Bernie Sanders was actually older than Joe Biden by the time they were running. If not, they were very close in age, like 77, 78. I forget which one was which. But to just say, you know, to write Joe Biden off for being an old, out-of-touch white man, and then it's like, okay, well, look at Bernie Sanders. He's an old, 70-something-year-old white man. Yet again, he does not pass his own purity test that his own supporters are putting out on these other candidates. So it just doesn't add up. And then the third and final one were a lot of comments that came out about Joe Biden can't handle race relations, right? There was a couple of gaffes, him saying, you know, something about not being black enough or something along those lines. And so, and while those comments were funny when they came out, it is, to me, again, an argument that doesn't really hold water if you're making the claim that, well, if Joe Biden can't handle race relations, then clearly Bernie Sanders can. And so, you know, there was a lot of flack over the way that Biden voted on a busing bill, busing children across cities. And again, that was like 20, 30 years ago. So there was a lot of flack about that and saying, oh, well, he's not progressive enough. And so I'll just point very clearly to some things that Joe Biden, you know, from his background. And in case anyone forgot, he was the vice president to the first black president in U.S. history, and he served with him, and he was they're very close friends, and still to this day, I mean, everybody remembers all the memes of the two of them just hanging out and having a good time. And so you know, obviously the man was able to deal with that. And, you know, and another piece too, you know, if we'll just compare Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders as to where they come from and what states they're from, right? And what states they represent. So I've got the 2010 census data here for Delaware, and the Delaware is 65% white, about 21% black, and then a mix of Asian, Latin American, and multiracial and other racial groups fill out the rest of that lineup. So, I mean, Biden himself is representing a pretty diverse state. I mean, that's obviously the numbers don't exactly break down to the rest of the country, but it is a pretty diverse situation, especially when you compare it from Bernie Sanders' background, from Vermont, which, mind you, is the second smallest state in the union in terms of population. And in terms of its demographics, it is 92.6% white. So again, let's just use this purity test. So you're telling me that Bernie Sanders, a man who has represented a state for the last however many years, that is 92% white, has a better grasp of racial issues than a man who is from a state that is only 65% white and is 21% black and was the first vice president to the first black president in U.S. history? Again, Bernie can't pass his own purity tests. And when you get to these purity tests, you sort of distract from the larger issues at hand. You turn away from the policy and you focus on these purity tests, and they just don't do any good. No one can pass them. You know, regardless of how pure you are in this scheme, you will always get tripped up somewhere, because I've just found three right here, and this took me about 10 minutes to make this episode here. I found 10 purity tests, or three purity tests in the last 10 minutes, that even Bernie Sanders, the most left progressive candidate on the field, could not pass. So let's forget these, okay? They're not helpful. Focus on the policy, not the purity tests.